Manuscript Releases, Volume 7, Mr. Number 440, The Civil War. I was shown that the perplexed state of our nation calls for deep humility upon the part of God's people. One most important subject should now engross the minds of everyone. Am I prepared for the day of God? God is proving and purifying His people. He will refine them as gold until His image is reflected in them and the dross consumed. There is a great work yet to be accomplished for God's people. They must possess more of the spirit of self-denial and more willingness to endure, to suffer for the truth's sake. Everything is to be shaken that can be shaken. I saw that God's people, many of them, will be brought into most trying positions, and they must be settled, rooted and grounded in the truth, and move from principle, or their steps will surely slide. I was shown the dreadful state of our nation, and again was referred to Isaiah 58 verses 1 to 15. As a description of the present state of things in our nation, and the reason for their present calamity. This is a most unrighteous war. The inhabitants of the earth have forgotten God. They have trampled upon His law and broken the everlasting covenant. They have despised His Sabbath. The fourth commandment was shown me as a golden link which God designed should serve as a bond of union uniting man to man and connecting earth to heaven and finite man to the infinite God. But the man of sin has exalted himself above God, and has sought to break this golden chain, yet it is not broken. It exists yet, and will continue to exist as long as the new heavens and earth remain. Anciently God went before His people to battle against their enemies, but holy and consecrated ones bore the ark containing the 10 precepts of Jehovah. And if any had transgressed any one of these 10 commandments in the Decalogue, God turned His face from His people and suffered the enemy to make a dreadful slaughter. If Israel kept the 10 precepts, a copy of which was contained in the ark they bore with them, God's angels fought with the armies of Israel, and although their numbers were ever so small, He turned back their enemies and gave them a triumphant victory. Sabbath keepers now cannot expect this, and should not, upon any consideration, engage in this terrible war. They have nothing to hope for. The desolating power of God is upon the earth to rend and destroy. The inhabitants of the earth are appointed to the sword, famine, and pestilence. Note. The strong statement appearing in the last paragraph counseling against Seventh-day Adventists participating in the Civil War, much akin to Testimonies for the Church 1:361. I was shown that God's people, who are His peculiar treasure, cannot engage in this perplexing war, for it is opposed to every principle of their faith, etc., should be read in the light of the fact that in 1862 military service was by voluntary enlistment only. With the enactment of laws creating a draft for military service, Congress provided for non-combatant service on the part of men opposed to bearing arms. Ellen White at no time opposed service in the Civil War under the provisions of these draft laws. See Testimonies for the Church 1:716-718 Appendix. R. W. Olson,